This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The government has reiterated that the Indus Waters Treaty, IWT, remains in abeyance in response to Pakistan's continued sponsorship of cross-border terrorism. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said, India's position on the Indus Waters Treaty is consistent. He said, Pakistan must credibly and irrevocably renounce its support for cross-border terrorism. On Tista River Comprehensive Management and Restoration Project, Mr. Jaiswal outlined India's approach to development assistance to Bangladesh. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India is on track to achieve $1 trillion export targets for the year, with nearly 15% of the annual exports already recorded in the first quarter. Addressing the Board of Trade meeting in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal noted that this will require goods exports to rise from about $440 billion to around $530 billion and services exports to increase from roughly $421 billion to about $470 billion. Prime Minister Modi will visit Rajasthan and Gujarat today. In Rajasthan, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the terminal building of Jodhpur Airport and launch the modified Udaan scheme in Jodhpur. Thereafter, he will travel to Balotra to dedicate, inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for development projects worth approximately 1.06 lakh crore rupees in petrochemicals, urban transport, renewable energy and power transmission. During Gujarat visit today, in a major boost to the India Semiconductor Mission, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the CG Semi Outsourced Semiconductor Assembly and Test OSET facility at Sanand. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and her French counterpart Roland Lescure yesterday co-chaired the India-France Economic and Financial Dialogue in Aix-en-Provence in France. Both the ministers recognized the value of the French Development Agency's work in India for economic development and welcomed the prospects of future projects. The ministers have pledged to use the economic and financial dialogue as the main platform for addressing economic, financial, technological, investment and trade matters between India and France. Union Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri has said that India endured the closure of Hormuz without any shortages anywhere in the country. Sharing his thoughts in a blog, Mr. Puri said that today stocks are full, pumps are open, and the Indian consumer has paid less for energy through this crisis than any other consumer in the world. The minister said that at the peak of war, when no vessel was moving out of Hormuz, over 12 Indian LPG vessels were quietly moved out of Hormuz without paying any tolls, which is the largest number for any country. Mr. Puri said that during the crisis, the country's crude basket widened from 27 countries to 41 and the import terminals doubled. Over 1,02,000 enumeration forms across the national capital have been digitized as of yesterday. According to Office of Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi, about 33,14,000 forms have been distributed as part of special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Delhi. As part of the exercise, over 13,000 booth-level officers will visit every household till 29th of this month to distribute pre-printed enumeration forms in duplicate to all existing electors for verification and updation of the electoral rolls. And in the FIFA World Cup, Argentina have taken lead against Cabo Verde in a round of 32 match at Miami Gardens in the US. Argentina are leading Cabo Verde 1-0 in the first half of the game. Lionel Messi scored the goal in the 29th minute. Earlier, Egypt advanced to the round of 16, defeating Australia 4-2 in a dramatic penalty shootout at Arlington in US. Australia and Egypt were tied 1-1 after 90-minute scheduled time and goalless 30 minutes extra time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.